Since shortly after the invasion of Iraq, television images and newspaper photographs have shown American soldiers and Marines working and living in the palaces and opulent homes once used by Saddam Hussein, his sons, and his most loyal officials. Troops have also occupied the far less lavish homes of Saddam Hussein's former subjects, most recently in Fallujah, where Marines have been in virtually constant combat with insurgents for more than a month. Los Angeles Times correspondent Tony Perry has been embedded with the 1st Marine Division. He lives with the Marines in an apartment complex on the outskirts of Fallujah. Tony Perry wrote about the experience last week, and he joins us now from Fallujah. Tony, tell us about the apartment complex you've been living in.
Well, it basically was a public housing project probably of 3 or 4 decades ago. Saddam Hussein must have built it to keep the people of Fallujah happy. It had pretty well fallen into disrepair. Decrepit really doesn't describe it. The windows were all broken. The stairs were all chipped. Rust and mildew and broken toilets and large accumulations of garbage and grease. And then something was living in the walls, too, each night that would breathe and scratch. I wasn't quite sure what it was. It was decrepit. It, even by Iraqi standards, our translators assured us that we weren't being politically incorrect by really wondering how folks could live like this.
Tony, what do you know about the people who used to live there?
Very little. It was an odd, spooky experience to live in someone else's home. And one of the things that was the oddest is I had no sense for who lived there. Obviously, there was a man. I could tell from the clothing. There were children who lived there. I didn't sense a wife. Now, some people say that's because of the what they call the cultural invisibility of women in this culture. She may have been living there and fled with them, but she didn't leave anything behind. We were under very strict orders by the lieutenant colonel, the battalion CO, Greg Olson, that we were to live in these spaces. The Marines and the journalists were all right to live, but we were not to trash, we were not to disrespect, we weren't to take souvenirs. But we were able to kind of look around and see kind of what lifestyle they had.
What sort of stuff was in the apartment?
In the apartment there were 5 little rooms, and I mean little rooms. One was the living room where the couches were, and it was chock-a-block with pictures of Muhammad the Prophet and also recent Islamic figures, including some Shia figures from Iran. That may explain why this was such a tumble-down apartment building. This may have been populated by Shias. This, of course, is a Sunni area. The kitchen was small and dark and encrusted with grease, and there seemed to be garbage there, and I couldn't tell if there'd been any cooking recently. There was a small bedroom where they all must have slept with one bed that was broken. And there was a small south-facing porch with dirt and grime on it, which allowed me my window on the world, on the combat, and also allowed me to aim my satellite phone to beam my stories into the L.A. Times. Now, the U.S. is trying to make amends. The Marines and the Navy Seabees, the construction battalion folks, are going to do $500,000 worth of renovations and repair. They're going to do their best. They're going to build a soccer field for the kids. They're going to spruce up a school that's nearby. So we're going to try to make amends with money. I'm never quite sure how great a apology money is when you've uprooted people and made them flee from their homes, but the U.S. is going to do the best it can.
What sort of process do the Marines go through when they take over somebody's home?
Well, it's a fairly quick process. You decide where you need to be to maximize your vantage point of the battle space, as they call it, so that you can tell where your Marines need to be, how they can be arrayed, how they can stay alive, how they can advance the mission. This was unusual. I've been with the Marines 3 times now, Afghanistan, last year in Iraq, and this year in Iraq. They don't tend to take over populated buildings and send people packing. They tend to take over garbage dumps, frankly. True garbage dumps. That's not hyperbole. In last year, we stayed in several because they're out of the way, they're protected, no one's going to be upset. And so when the division was marching on Baghdad, we stayed any number of nights in out-of-the-way garbage dumps.
Tony, how much money was given to the family that lived in your apartment?
$200 to leave. They're going to give them a few more bucks when they come back. I left them a few bucks myself. I felt guilty, so I left them a few bucks under a Mr. Potato Man doll that was sitting on the broken television. So I did the best I could, a little conscience money.
Did you say you're putting money under the Mr. Potato Head doll on top of the...
I did. I figured that would be found, and I also figured that if the place was looted, and that's always a possibility here, looting is a tendency of some folks in Iraq. We saw that from day one of the campaign last year, that maybe they wouldn't, whoever was looting before the resident got back, wouldn't look under the Mr. Potato Head doll that was sitting on the television.
Do you know where the family went? Do you know where they are?
They all have relatives in the area. They fled into the rural areas, and these are tribal people, and so they have connections, extended families, and I think they all found ways to live and survive in this environment. They had cars and automobiles, a lot of them, so they weren't thrown down the road and put in refugee camps. They found places to hunker down. Also took them out of the way of the fighting. Don't forget that once the Marines moved in, the insurgents were rocketing and mortaring this location. So it got them out of the way, too, for their own safety.
Los Angeles Times correspondent Tony Perry on the line from Fallujah. Tony, thank you very much.
My pleasure.